Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are going to dive in to those simple strategies that can help you start to land paid brand deals no matter what. Now, these strategies are really mindset strategies. And the reason why I want to dive into the mindset strategies today is because I know without a doubt, that is the biggest thing that holds people back from the growth that they want to see in their brand, the engagement that they want to see on Instagram, and really the money that they want to make and the partnerships and the collaborations that they want to have with brands. And it keeps them from really seeing that growth that they want to see. And so we're going to be diving in that today. But first, I kind of want to dive into partnerships and collaborations and what that means and, you know, how I use these terms and these words. And so when I think of a content creator, I think of someone who creates content on social media as a way to really build their brand and business. So I think of YouTubers, podcasters, course creators, online coaches, influencers, bloggers, you name it, that is a content creator. So if you fall into any of these buckets, start considering yourself a content creator if you don't already. And let me walk you through some of these simple steps. Now, also, when I talk about paid partnerships and branded partnerships, that's essentially a brand deal. A brand deal is a paid partnership between content creators and companies. And it is a big way that creators can monetize the content that they create. So even if you're someone thinking, but I'm not a content creator, I don't know if it's possible for me to monetize the content that I create, you're most likely making yourself stuck and losing out on a lot of potential money and opportunity. So that's what we are going to be diving in today. So the first mindset shift strategy that I want you to overcome and walk you through today is this idea of you thinking, I'm not big enough or large enough. I don't have a big enough following to be able to work with brands. So a quick show of virtual hands if you have ever said that to yourself. You know, my following is just not big enough. My reach isn't massive enough. I'm just not able to do it. Well, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I could literally retire today. But here is the truth, and I want you to hear it. Having a smaller following is amazing for landing brand deals. All right, did you hear me? I'm going to say it again. Having a smaller following is amazing for landing brand deals. Why? Well, it's always easier for you to move on to bigger opportunities that you have pitched once you've already pitched and closed 10, 20, or 30 smaller opportunities. Because each one of those that you close builds your confidence. And the more that you pitch and the more that you really tune into the art form that is pitching and learn the right way to pitch, the more that you build your confidence. You see, most people, they make the mistake of thinking that they need a certain amount of followers or a certain type of look or a certain type of feel or a certain type of fill in the blank in order to collaborate with brands. But really, what's holding them back is that they don't have the right method to follow. So because they don't have a method to follow, they keep waiting for this magical number of followers or this magical reach number or this magical thing. And by waiting, they lose out on so much money and opportunity. In fact, the most successful people that I see pitching and landing deals consistently are the ones with smaller followings. Now, I would know this because I have taught over 5,000 women, men, creators, entrepreneurs how to do this over the last 5, 6, 7 years. So I see it happening every day. I know it's possible for you. It was possible for me. It's possible for them. That is exactly how I started pitching and really how that revelation, it completely changed my business and my life. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. And so for you today, I want to know, can you commit to getting started today? To just, even if it's a new idea, just that mindset shift, can you commit to start thinking a little bit differently about being big enough or being blank enough to start putting yourself out there, being seen more, creating really valuable content, and start pitching those brands that you want to work with? The other thing goes back to the point that I was making just a little bit ago about that idea of a content creator. If you are using social media to create content and you are wanting that content to help you get paid in some kind of way, then you are a content creator. So that's another mindset shift that I want you to work on, that you have to start really seeing yourself as someone that creates quality content. It's your job to create that content. It's your job to be of service through that content. And that's going to get you closer to what it is that you want. Now, the other shift, strategic shift that I want you to start making is that a lot of people will tell themselves that they don't know how to pitch, or they don't know who to pitch, or they don't know what to pitch. And so they just can't do it. And here's the thing. If you've never done anything before, well, then of course it's going to be confusing. And of course it's going to be overwhelming because you've never done it before. And of course, it could even feel a little nervous to put yourself out there because we have these fears. We don't want to say the wrong thing. We haven't learned the right way to do it. But when you do learn the right way, when you can follow a formula or a process that has already been tested and that has been proven to work, it actually saves you so much time and it gets you to where you want to go faster. And so think about it this way. If you remember the first time you ever drove a car, you probably weren't super confident parallel parking or getting on the freeway for the first time. You probably didn't feel like a driving pro the first time that you went in to your driving school to take your exam. But I bet now when you jump in a car, you don't even think about it. It's like second nature to you because you have learned how to do it and you've done it over and over and over and over again to where it almost has become natural for you. Well, pitching is the exact same. Even at the beginning, it might feel a little bit unfamiliar, but very quickly, if you know the right way to do it and you follow a proven process, just like you did when you learned how to drive a car, you can actually build this out and you can start to pitch not only with a proven method in place, but with your own style in a way that feels really comfortable for you. So the key takeaway here is that there's a massive difference between not knowing how to do something and not being willing to figure it out. So if you want to do anything, you have to learn to do it the right way, get comfortable, and the way that you get comfortable and confident is by doing it over and over and over again. And that is what builds the space, the credibility, the expertise, the knowledge, everything that you need in order to start working with brands that pay. The words don't teach. Your action of doing is what teaches you. And so I wanted to share those simple mindset strategies because as simple as they are so universal and they are so common because they can keep so many of us stuck. They can keep so many of us kind of waiting to be seen, waiting to be, you know, acknowledged, waiting to be discovered, when really it's our responsibility to show up in order to get what we want. And so I hope that you can take these strategies and just start thinking, how are you showing up with your mindset? Are you telling yourself that you're not this type of person, so you can't do it, or you don't fall into this bucket, so you can't do it, or you're not big enough or large enough or whatever it is? Because if you are, I want you to start thinking through, how is this really paying off for you? Is it really getting you closer to what it is that you want, or is it getting you farther away? And if you want to dive in deeper, please join me for my brand new live masterclass. Go to pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to get all the details. It's happening here on Tuesday, September 13th is when it's going down. You can do a live Q&A with me at the end. I'm going to be bonusing you some pitch templates just to make it really easy for you to get started, because that's what I want for you. I want the ease in making money on Instagram. I want the ease in working with the brands that you love that are going to pay you to work with them. I want there to be ease in the content that you're creating, and I want you to feel confident doing it. I want you to have that clarity, and that's what that masterclass is going to give you. And I love to teach these. If you've ever been on any of my classes, you know that I go all out. I give 110%. It is one of my favorite things that I get to do as a coach and as a teacher and an educator in this space. And with that said, if you want to pitch brands and get paid, join me for that live masterclass, pitchitperfect.net/masterclass. You do not want to miss it. And my friends, with that said, I will talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your week. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt, and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.